Well, anyway,
in Christchurch,
you went to
intermediate, which was right nearby.
Yes.
And then Ross was at Wimbledon High, and then I went nursing. Ross had already gone off doing the mechanic. Joan was teaching in Christchurch.
In Christchurch, that's right.
I was only like 6 months to Wimbledon High. Didn't we come to Christchurch?
May.
Yeah.
April, May of 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, where were we all at the end of all that? And Dad died in March the 12th, 1969. Yeah. And I got married in December.
That's right. And Joan was at this time was in Hong Kong.
Mm.
And she'd been there since.
I went there in the September of
68. Yeah. That's right.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. And Murray was married in Tiernan.
And then you moved into Roger Street.
Well, just before Dad died, you moved to number 34, Roger Street.
That's right. We shifted there on the 10th of February. No, January.
That's right. And then Dad moved to February.
Or maybe on the 10th of February.
At that time, I was in Timaru. And then after that, I was transferred to Nelson. Nelson's going to back to Christchurch.
And so,
and you left New Zealand in March of that year, wasn't it? April, was it?
Dad's mother died, he was only 22. You said, oh, I'm 21, but it's slightly different circumstances.
Yeah. And then, so, we've sort of covered that history, but
that's right. We lived in Rogers Street till for how long?
From Rogers into the.
That was, it'll be 3 years this coming March.
Can you say it was
on the 27th of March? And it'll be 3 years ago.
84 you would have shifted from there, wasn't it?
It will be three years.
So it'd be March, something like March about the 13th, wasn't it?
No, it was later than that, it was the 26th or something.
That's why I'm thinking March the 13th, you know why.
Well, March the 13th and 12th, they are all the dates.
Mm.
12th,
well, I think we're going to be next year.
Or 13th was when Mother broke her head.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're there in that little flat in Windermere for almost 2 years.
Yes.
Maybe if we can talk about the gold watch.
The gold watch that I gave to Stephen. I sort of felt that you perhaps appreciate and would like a little something that was a memento or just something nice to hold and know the history that went before it. And it was originally the property of
David Barry.
And John, by the way, has an ink stand which also belonged to him.
Yes.
And he was a young man who went into the ministry and he died at the age of 45, I think it was. But all his relations had emigrated to New Zealand. And he died, and all his goods were bundled up and sent up to New Zealand.
He lived in Edinburgh.
He'd been a minister in some church, and he came out to New Zealand.
He came out to New Zealand.
All these things came out to New Zealand.
Mm.
Now that was just common knowledge, and everybody. Such a lot of people were. Such a lot of people knew of the of it happening, and the different ones I talked about what they had and what they somebody else had, and they all had it from this David, who they, I don't think they would really know him very well, but maybe had come corresponded, but he had no relations at all in New Zealand, in England, and his, all of them were in Milton, and there seemed to be a lot of them. And one day Dad was visiting to Miss Johnson, so he had, they lived on the main road in Milton, and they had one brother and two daughters, but they were all unmarried, and they, well, the two daughters, it was their prime job, I think, to keep the old man alive, and he did little or nothing while they all ran around looking after him, and they were a really quaint old pair. I can remember he had to take a pill in the middle of the night to carry him through, and the sisters used to get up in the middle of the night to give it to him, wake him up and give him a glass of water, and he'd drink the pill over, and then he'd go to sleep again, so they'd trot the way back to bed. And however, he always used to see the Johnsons every month because he used to collect their pension for them. And this time they were talking about some of the beautiful handwork that was done on jewellery and things in the early days, and one of the Miss Johnsons got up and showed him a tiny little sort of trinket thing, you could call it. One, it was on a split ring, and one had a little tiny pencil that you could, a propelling pencil that you used to put the lead in and screw it in, and you could write it, use it as a pencil. And also they had, then on another one, there was a key with a nemesis, I would imagine, it was instead on the top. But the work that was on that gold of this little key was just beautiful, and everybody was admiring this. So that, he didn't think so very much about it, and some days later he went to see him, Mrs. Stewart, and he said, oh, by the way, I was at the Johnsons today, a few days ago, and they